Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Testing the Experts.
Hello and welcome to Testing the Experts, presented by Confirmatrix Laboratory, where we're accurate, rapid, and consistent. I'm Tracy McDaniel, your host for the show. We are bringing you a great guest today from Suwannee Spine and Wellness Center, Dr. Lauren Millman. First, I'll give you a little update on Confirmatrix. My co-host and Confirmatrix CEO is not able to join us today because he returned last night from a wonderful conference in San Diego. I've already sent out some new account paperwork, so we talk about the importance of our turnaround time within the lab, but we also have some great turnaround time outside of the lab. So we look forward to supporting more conferences this year. We travel the country often, taking our booths and working very hard on the other side, the marketing side of our business. But you know, we want to be able to share the Confirmatrix story and just everything we're able to do out of our Gwinnett office. So we're very excited about the opportunities there. But I'm going to digress from the Confirmatrix world, and Lauren's taking a picture of herself over here with her headset.
Oh, the on-air sign.
But she's a doll, and I wanted to, you know, introduce her. It's Dr. Lauren Millman, and she's the owner of the upper cervical chiropractors. She's upper cervical chiropractor. Now, I was talking to her about this. I'm like, do you want me to introduce you as the owner or as the upper cervical chiropractor? And she's both. So I wanted to go ahead and introduce her. She's with Suwannee Spine and Wellness Center. It's www.suwanneespine.com. And I want to thank you for being here today. And we're excited to have you.
It was a mouthful, Tracy, and you got it out. Very good.
But as I said, she's fun and she brings an energy to the studio today. But I want you to just go ahead and, you know, tell us about yourself. I have your little bio here, and so I've read up on you. I think we have some Florida ties.
Yeah, there's going to be a quiz later, so make Absolutely. Sure that you okay. did read that. I will check here. And see if you did read that right, later. Yeah. Oh, you did. You even printed out my bio from my page, it. Tracy. You're beautiful. Yeah, as Tracy said, I am your upper cervical specific chiropractor. I am the owner of Suwannee Spine and Wellness Center. I am a unique chiropractor. Upper cervical chiropractic is a specialty within chiropractic, and basically it represents upper cervical care represents less than 1% of all chiropractors. So we are not your traditional generic rack'em crack'em chiropractor, although that has a beautiful place and they do a phenomenal job. We're extremely specific. So, you know, we tend to really see a lot of the cases and patients that honestly, they've been everywhere and seen multiple doctors on a lot of medication, and there's just really no end in sight for how they're going to heal, and they really are just searching for answers of why their body is really breaking down. And so we'll get a lot of those referrals from other physicians and whatnot. And, you know, the biggest difference with us and maybe other doctors is that we're not out to treat or manage your pain. That is the least of our concerns, although we are humans and we care for you a great deal. We're out to really look at where the problem is coming from and to correct that. It's the equivalent of, if I can give you an analogy, you know, if there's a lot of, you know, if you have a stinky trash can, there's a lot of really bad stuff in there. The idea is I don't want to spray a lot of Lysol or smelly good stuff or burn a candle just to make the smell of the trash can go away. I want to take out the trash. I want to really go to the root cause of the problem. So, and that's really why we see the results that we do is because we are so specific and so precise with how we really check to see what's going on in the body, we can really weed out the people who we know we're going to help and the ones who we're not. So there's zero guesswork in what I do. I know I can actually, without a shadow of a doubt, look and see, you know, what's really going on. If it's not, then I have a great resource of other doctors around me that I could definitely send you to. But that's really what separates us apart from others.
And I know at Confirmatrix, we see a lot of like pain management, and we see, you know, primary care, and we see a lot of those patients, and we see, you know, masking of problems a lot of times, and, you know, through those drugs. And I hear what you're saying is you're not masking the problem. You're getting to the root of the problem.
Right.
And going from there. And I like that you will work in combination with these other specialties. However, yeah, you want to be able to fix a problem at the root.
Oh yeah, I'm a firm believer in co-managing with other, you know, because there's never just one way to health. It's really about a balance of multiple things in your life. But the first thing that's the most important is that you need to make sure that your nervous system is working at its highest potential. You know, most people think that, chiropractors work on the spine they work on the spine because that's where, you know, your pain is. And honestly, we work on your spine, or we look to correct your spine, because that's where your nervous system is. Between your brain, your spinal cord runs inside your spine. So, I want to make, you know, the biggest thing that I'm looking for is how your nervous system is functioning. And that can really be a good insight as to, you know, what's really going on, physically, how your body is functioning, but also how you're feeling physically. So just what you're saying, but yeah, co-managing with other specialties and people who know how to enhance, you know, healing and other body functions. Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in that. So. Okay.
Now, just to give our listeners an idea, when you say upper cervical, I mean, give me a picture on the body. Where is
Sure.
the upper cervical?
Oh,
area?
Yeah. Most your neck region, your first seven bones in your neck, actually, those are your cervical vertebrae. And what I specialize in and what I see is that the very uppermost area of your spine, that very first bone in your spine, right where your skull connects to your spinal cord or your spine, right there at that area, that bone is unique and unlike any other bone in the rest of your spine. If that area is not aligned properly, then it is going to affect everywhere else all the way down, including all the way down to the middle of your back, your low back, your hips, your knees. Your entire body works as a unit. And when it misaligns, it compensates for this misalignment, especially up top. So, more times than not, people will actually have symptoms or complaints other areas in their spine or other areas in their body that don't have anything to do with their neck, or they're not feeling anything in their neck. But the problem, whenever you make sure that this uppermost area of your spine is in perfect alignment, the only place that the rest of your spine can be is in alignment, when that area is in alignment. Right. If it's out of alignment, then the rest of your spine has to compensate for it.
I think painting that picture for people is really important, because, I mean, if you try to, you know, cure something from the bottom up, almost, it's kind of, what's the point?
And if you guys can visualize this, and I'm a very visual person, so whenever I know one thing that I'm huge on with my patients and my practice members is educating them. And one of the things that I do is I have a ruler, if you will, I call it the kids call it the bendy ruler, and it's very flexible. And I basically take this ruler and I turn it vertical, and basically I take the very top, the very, very piece, the top of that ruler, and I bend it. Well, what happens to the rest of the ruler? It bends along with it. Well, this is similar to, biomechanically speaking, what happens to the rest of your spine if that very area isn't working right. What does the rest of the spine have to do? It has to compensate for that. And whenever you see that, where could you be exhibiting pain in your body? Anywhere.
Right.
So, but that's not where the problem is. So you really have to, so then I unrelease or I unpinch that upper area of the ruler. And what happens? That ruler goes straight up and down. So it's just a neat visual. And your spine does work similarly to that analogy of that ruler.
Absolutely. Now, I mentioned to you that I might share a story, and you mm-hmm. mentioned kids. And, you know, before, I had never been treated by any type of chiropractic specialty. And about 6 years ago, my son was having a lot of ear infections. They talk about the birthing process and what it does to a kid's spine and their cervix. I mean, everything that goes on. And we went in and we got some treatment. And never had an ear infection after that. I mean, we were almost to the tubes stage. We mm-hmm. were getting the Rosefin shots, and it was just, you have this perfect little baby, and, you know, they're just always, you know, getting ear infections, and it was becoming such a chronic problem. And I thought, there's no way this is going to help. Like, I got tubes. Everyone in my family's got, we're going to have to get tubes for my son.
Right.
Talk about traumatic as a parent. You know, you're going to have to put your little baby in surgery.
Oh, yeah. It's
but
terrible.
From that point of treatment, never an ear infection since.
On the flip side of that, and that's such a beautiful story, and we have we have tons of these stories in our office. The kids are the most amazing and beautiful thing that I see. Mm-hmm. And I was mentioning to you earlier that unfortunately, a lot of times, you know, people come in the office in their 30s, 40s, and 50s with some severe issues going on, and And I have to look at them and say, you know what? This didn't happen yesterday. It didn't happen last week. This has been here for quite some time. And, you know, a lot of times issues that we see in our 30s, 40s, and 50s can be a result of something that happened whenever you were a lot younger that left untreated. For me, a personal story kind of, you know, you shared a really positive experience with your kid and the ear infections. On the flip side, and one of the things one of my driving passions, if you will, is I was a very, very sick kid whenever I was younger, and I wasn't under upper cervical care. I wasn't even under chiropractic care. I wasn't exposed to chiropractic until I was in my 20s, and it absolutely changed my life personally. But when I was a baby, I had ear infection after ear infection after ear infection, to a pretty severe extent, to the point that I was one of those kids that they did put tubes in my ears. Where at that point to which they continually fell out, my body rejected them on a continual basis. Now to the point to which I have scarring on my eardrums because of this long process. Knowing what I know now, you know, and even my mom will tell you to this day, if I only knew about chiropractic, if I only knew to have you checked out when you were a baby, we would have never had to have these issues, and I would have never, you know, and I have still residual effects as an adult and some problems from this scarring that I had when I was a baby that, just like you said, could have easily been prevented.
Right. And I will say it wasn't non-traumatic, not, you know, taking my son in to get his first adjustment.
Yeah.
You know, it is scary. It was scary for me and it was scary for him. But, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, I was to my wit's end and I'm willing to try, you know, anything as a parent and as a mom. And when I realized the changes that it made in him, I mean, I thought, why wouldn't anyone go and give this an opportunity?
Everyone has a God-given right to get checked. Mm-hmm. You may not need care. You may be perfectly fine, and then we celebrate, and that's awesome. But you have a God-given right to get checked. And you know what? Because a lot of times you can really prevent a lot of future stuff down the line. When you know, we don't want to go see a dentist at the point to which we already need two root canals.
Right.
You know, we want to go and we want to go and get our teeth clean and get them checked out and maintained on a regular basis. Here's the thing. Our teeth are replaceable. Our spine isn't. Our nervous system isn't. So, but yeah, I mean, something very easily could have been prevented, you know, could have been checked. So kudos to you for taking your son there, and a beautiful story, and that it's just amazing to hear. Yeah. They never get old.
No, they don't. No. And I promise he has not had an ear infection since. It's amazing the changes it made. So we had a new little boy after that day. So, but, as we share our stories, I just want to remind everyone, you've been listening to Testing the Experts presented by Confirmatrix Laboratory. And I'm here with Dr. Lauren Millman. She's with Swanee Spine and Wellness Center. And we're sharing our stories, and we're talking about specifically the upper cervical chiropractic care. And I know that, you know, you've mentioned a few stats, the rack'em and crack'em versus the, you know, the less than 1%. And so you said, you know, it's a unique form of chiropractic. How many people actually practice with upper cervical?
Well, I don't know the exact figure, the numbers. I do know that of all chiropractors, upper cervical chiropractors see less than 1%, or are less than 1% of all chiropractors. Now, if you look at upper cervical as an umbrella, there are several different types of techniques several different types of upper cervical techniques, mm-hmm. that chiropractors can practice. I practice and I specialize, and I'm certified in a form called quantum spinal mechanics, QSM3. And of those, there are less than 40 worldwide who are certified in the technique that I utilize. So,
so not just countrywide, worldwide.
Worldwide. 40. Worldwide. Wow. Yeah. So it's not something that, you know, it does take some additional training after school. We have to be certified. We definitely, you know, we take that to we're very serious about our certification and making sure that, you know, we just don't get out there and practice and just, you know, we're, after all, we're dealing with your brainstem. So it's pretty awesome to see what certification can do. So and
so yeah, you mentioned brainstem and yeah, I got
your brainstem. It's crazy. Well, your brain actually turns into your brainstem, then what actually turns into your spinal cord. And that very first bone in your spine, your atlas bone, which is where your skull sits right on top of your atlas bone. That atlas bone, the one that I specialize in, actually surrounds your brainstem. So if you have any amount of misalignment at that area, then it's going to affect your brainstem. So, and that's why we'll see some. That's why we also, in addition to, you know, physical pain, you know, neck pain, back pain, headaches. One of the other things that we'll also see is people with severe neurological issues. You know, multiple sclerosis, I can't even talk. Multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, severe migraine headaches. We do see trigeminal neuralgia, vision problems. We see, digestive disorders. We see plenty of women, and this is one of the things that I'm really blessed to see, is plenty of women who have been unable to get pregnant. And they've been to the fertility experts. They've been to their doctors, and they're told, listen, there's nothing physically wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. I don't understand why you're getting pregnant. Again, to care, when I said, well, did they ever check your nervous system? Did they ever check to see how your nervous system is functioning? I don't know. It only controls everything in your entire body. Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they?
So, and that's what we look at. So, so it's just pretty cool.
Now we're talking about, you know, what you can treat, but, you know, and is the treatment a painful procedure? I mean,
absolutely not. One of the things that is so beautiful about our technique is that because we are really precise and really specific, there's little to no force at all needed to be able to make that correction. So, you know, with other certain types of techniques, you know, it tends to be pretty forceful. Most people say, you know, I hate the cracking sound.
It's loud. And
it is exactly. There is no twisting, cracking, or popping whatsoever with our technique. In fact, with the procedure, you would actually lie on your side. I know, and I've taken measurements down to 1/100 of a degree to see actually how this area has been misaligned, if it has been misaligned. And what I will do is you will lie on your side, and I just use the side of my hand to contact right behind your ear. I use no more pressure than what it would check to check your pulse or to check and see if a tomato was ripe. And most people don't even feel it. And the most common thing that I'll get when people have had their first correction is they'll say, you didn't even do anything. And I'm like, okay, wait till tomorrow. And then you see if you say that.
That was my next question.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, with the chiropractic side of it, you go, you hear the cracking, the popping.
Yeah.
You get up, you're like, oh, okay, I'm a new man or woman.
Yeah, well, people
whatever,
tense up with that. Most people, some people say they like it, but the majority I find, and I could be wrong, and I don't want to offend anybody by saying this, but I find most people don't really care for that, and which is good because I just find that it's just not needed. It's just not needed to be when you're really, again, when you're really specific, you don't have to go in and force the spine into a balanced position. Whenever you can go in and you tell it where to go, whenever it's relaxed, it takes off. It knows right what it needs to do. So
will they feel the next day? I mean, what?
Well, it's a very, whenever the body starts healing and restoring itself, you know, people can feel phenomenally different within a matter of minutes. I've seen people get right off the table after their first adjustment and they're blown away. They're like, I can't believe what you just did anything. And I'm okay. And some people, you know, as their body starts healing and restoring, you know, sometimes people can, you know, they have a wide variety of responses after care. So some people heal very, very fast. Some people heal a little slower. The coolest thing is they all get to the same spot. We all get to the end of the road. You know, whenever you are with your protocol, whenever you know what to do next, again, when you know what to do, you're going to be able to everyone's going to be able to get down the line there. So I'm not going to take on any case if you are any patient that I know I can't make better. I know isn't going to be able to heal. So that's one of the things is I know if I can help you and I know if I can't. If I can't help you, I don't want to waste your time or my time.
Right.
So we're going to let you know, and that's what our very, very thorough exam is going to know if it's something that can help you or not.
You're very results driven. You want to see results. You want it's only fair for the patients to see the results as well.
We are nothing without our results, and our results speak for our office. And And we see patients get better. If you're not, then we're going to find out why. And that doesn't happen too often. Again, because a lot of it is because, you know, and it rarely happens, actually. What'll happen is, like I said, whenever they come in, I know if I can help you, if I can't.
And now, so, if someone's listening now and they're thinking, yes, I need to go see her, I need this, how do they get to you? How do they, you know, come into your office and they say, all right, you know, do they have to have a referral? Is it covered? What's the real nitty gritty side of it?
Although we do get a significant amount of referrals from other physicians or other people in the community, you do not need a referral to come in and see if this is something that can help you at all. One of the things that I think would interest a lot of our listeners right now is that I am very huge in the community. I'm very passionate very passionate about what I do. A lot of it is that I see so many people suffering out there, and just like I mentioned, they've seen so many different doctors and they're in rough shape, and they really don't know where to turn because they've had so many people telling them so many different things. So one of the things that I like to do and very passionate about is I do host a community-wide dinner, and I get out there, and for people that want to hear a little bit more and they want to get, you know, a little more morsel than what they've heard today, you know, come and let us really explain to you, you know, what health is, but what health isn't. And we offer a really educational evening, and our community evening is going to be April 15th, which is a Tuesday. And it's Tuesday night. It's tax day. Whenever I scheduled it, I didn't think about it until later. And I said, wait, maybe this could be a celebratory evening for Absolutely. Everyone who got their taxes done. So it's going to be April 15th, tax day, and it's going to be 6:30 up in Buford, Georgia, at a restaurant called Dominic's. It's an Italian restaurant. And if you know anything about our office, we're only going to take you to the most amazing food ever. So you come in, you know, have dinner on me, have an amazing evening. We're really going to celebrate people and health, and we honestly have an amazing time. And the real point of it is to see if, you know, see if this is something that you'd be interested in. You might not be, but it's something that come in and meet all of us and we'll treat you to an awesome meal.
And I think that's key, is that so many people, they say, oh, we're a community-based business and we want to be a part of the area and this and that, but they really don't go out there and meet the community mm-hmm. and mingle. And really, yeah, it's an informative dinner, if you will, but you're really teaching people.
Yeah. And that's what we're about. People need to be educated about their health. And we do, you know, I do find that people with the best of intentions sometimes can make not the best of decisions because we're in almost an over-informed society, you know, with social media and everything else, so a lot of times, you know, you aren't hearing doctors out there, you know, teaching you some things you should do. You want to know what the root, what doctor actually really means? Teacher.
The teacher.
How many doctors out there teaching you? And very few. And so ultimately, if I can serve my community, it's to teach them. It's to teach them, you know, listen, you don't have to suffer. It might be common, but it's not normal.
Right. I think so many times you go in and I hate going to the doctor.
You know. And most people do. They come in because it's, you know, people only go in whenever they're feeling bad, mm-hmm. whenever they're reactive. And one of the things that I try to promote is let's be proactive. Mm-hmm. And before things break down, let's get them checked out before they're an issue. So let's be proactive. So, you know, whenever you do come into our office, you'll find, you know, like, I have to kick people out. They want to be there. I'm like, I have to go to my next patient. Can I not? I love you, but so people love being in the clinic. They love the energy. It's through the roof because the people are healing left and right. And we don't see people that are just in pain.
Right.
And they're going in there. They want to maintain all the hard work that they've done. And they come and they feel awesome. And so, like I said, people, you know, we want to see people proactive, not reactive.
I know that I, you know, through, you know, being an athlete and working out often, and I'm a runner, and I was a runner before I was 7 months pregnant, but, you know, all of those things. And, you know, and it's true because you go through, and I feel like the more that you do to maintain and to keep your body up and those things. I mean, it makes a huge difference.
It's huge, huge.
I've had 6 knee surgeries and, you know, all these different issues. But really when I started just, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make this better and I'm going to move forward. And when I started maintaining everything, it made such a big difference to my overall well-being.
It wasn't
just about my knee or my back or one thing. Mm-hmm. I could definitely feel a difference. You know, I rarely get sick and I'm a little under the weather now. And it's so frustrating because I feel like I do, you know, keep up with that. But, you know, your type of care, you're treating the whole body by something like you're taking a small little piece that you're able to manipulate or whatever magic that you're doing in there. And I say magic meaning it's a science, you know, and it's so clear that, you know, what you're doing makes changes for the whole well-being.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine how exciting your office is day to day.
I'm very blessed, to put it mildly. We are very blessed, and we see nothing short of miracles every day. Mm-hmm. And I have to wake up some days and pinch myself and go, I have the most amazing job ever. And we see people, the transformation that we see people go through is, I can't quite describe it. It's the most rewarding thing ever. People come in and they're at their wit's end. They're one step away from jumping off the cliff and going into surgery. I've had people, I've had patients come in and tell me, if this doesn't work, doc, I'm going to kill myself. Because I'm in that much pain, and that's okay. No pressure, and you see people that they're done. They're in a really rough shape, and you see the transformation. What happens when you put the body into a position to be able to heal? And I cry with them. I laugh with them. I cry a little more with them. So there's tissues all over the office. Right. So
besides a good atmosphere,
exactly. So no, it's a pretty remarkable place to be.
Good. And it sounds like it. And now why don't you share with everyone, you know, how can they find you? How can they find more about the Suwannee Spine and Wellness Center? How can they get to your website? Do they make calls? I mean, what's the best way to contact you?
A couple different ways, I would say. Well, this show is actually, you know, airing at a very unique time, which is we're less than a couple weeks away from our huge community dinner. So the first and foremost, I'd say, hey, you know, take advantage of our awesome dinner that we're having, our informative dinner, April 15th, 6:30 at Dominic's up in Buford. You need to make a reservation for that because our space is limited. So, you would definitely need to call my office manager, Lisa. You can reach her at our office number, which is 678-765-8494, or you could always email her, which is lisa@suwanneespine.com. A couple other places that you could read if you want to get some more information. One is follow me on Twitter, people, or like me on Facebook. So that's one thing is you'll find that I'm huge into social media and I want to be able to educate people and get the buzz talking with other local small businesses. And I love supporting my community. And so you'll find that I'm always trying to reach out to other people. Lastly is if this intrigues you even in the slightest, I never charge for a consultation. If you even want to come in, see the office, meet me, chat with me for a few minutes, I'm never going to charge you for that. So come in, talk with me. You know, set up a time and, you know, maybe it's for you, maybe it's not, you know, but, you know, best thing you can do is come in and see if you jive with what we're doing. So that's definitely what I would say. So you got a couple of, free opportunities there and see if it jives with you.
All right. And so I think she gave a lot of ways we can get in contact with you in your office. How many people are in your office?
Four.
You have four people in your office.
I collect them right now.
You collect them. Yeah. And it sounds like a fun place to work. So I can see a dull moment.
Sometimes I have to remember that I'm at work.
Oh, that's always a good problem to have.
They have to remind me, you know, you're the doctor. Oh, sorry.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, wait, you're worldwide one of 40.
I am worldwide one of, I'm certified one of 40.
They need to remind you of that stat too, right?
Yeah, let's say. Exactly. Right.
Well, I want to thank you for being here. And we're wrapping up with Dr. Lauren Millman. And she's upper cervical chiropractor at Suwannee Spine and Wellness Center and also the owner. So if you have any questions or anything, she's a great resource. And she also pointed out some resources to learn more about what they offer. And also their community dinner, April 15th, 6:30 at Dominic's. And that will be in Buford. So feel free to reach out to Lisa at the
Lisa to RSVP you, mm-hmm. and feel free to take any guests that you'd like along with you.
Absolutely. Well, you've been listening to Testing the Experts presented by Confirmatrix Laboratory. Remember that our show airs live every Friday at 1 o'clock on Business Radio X. If you miss our live broadcast, you can listen to any of our shows anytime 24/7 by visiting testingtheexperts.businessradiox.com. I'm Tracy McDaniel, and this has been Testing the Experts. And at Confirmatrix Laboratory, we are accurate, rapid, and consistent.